Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Blessed be your name. What a privilege to be called your own. What a privilege to be connected to you. What a privilege to be related with you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Lord, we ask that not one person will leave here the same way they've come. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus. What a privilege to be alive at a time like this. 55 nations visiting to worship in the month of August. We appreciate the King of Kings representing, I believe, about 2,000 people who came from those different nations to worship. We have other people who are here today, Evangelist Jay and his wife, and the team of people who have come. Can you wave and greet the people? We are happy to have you. You're welcome. All the way from the United States of America. We have some other people who have come from reference, from Judy Jacobs ahead. You are welcome also this morning. The blessing of the word, part two, is what we are speaking on this morning. The blessing of the word. We have the same objective like we had in the first service, to understand the blessing power of the Word of God, and also to understand the secrets of the power of the Word to bless. John chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 11, the Bible said, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And they were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and be unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man at the beginning thus set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him." The Lord believed on him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Amen. From the first service, we began to look and see that the word of God is the container of the blessings of life. The Word of God. Every time God wants to release the blessing, He releases the Word. Every time. At creation, Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 5, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God spoke word. And the empty earth, the barren earth, the wasted earth, became populated with the blessing of vegetation by the spoken word of God. In Psalm 112, verse 1 and in verse 2, the Bible said, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." Blessed is the man that delights in the commandment, in the word of God. The man who delights in God's commandment is a blessed man. In John chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 11, where we read, there was a crisis situation in the wedding in Cana of Galilee. They needed wine. It was going to be an embarrassing situation. What was the only thing that would change the situation? Verse 5. "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do. Hearken to his word. Pay attention to his word. And if that happens, things will change." I prophesy upon someone here today, something is about to change in your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a believer's amen. What is the power of the word to produce the blessing? What power is in the word to bring about the blessing? This second point might be interlaced with the first, because the two miracles that we read about, the miracle of the catching of the fishes in Luke chapter 5 in the first service, and then in the second service we are looking at the wine, there will be an overlap, but there will be many things that will be different. So, what is the power of the word to bring about the blessing? Number one is the power. You are preempting me with the first service. Is the power to create change. The word of God has the power to create change. Everything can continue the way they have been until the word comes to create change. In Genesis chapter 1, the earth was the way it was until there was the release of the power that created change. This is a different numbering altogether. So this is number one. The power to create change. Number two is the power to bypass routine. To bypass routine and process. We have seen a situation where wine was going to be produced without passing through the process of production of wine. To bypass routine and process. The word of God carries such power. When Mary said to the angel, "How do I know that that I can be pregnant? I don't know a man." The angel said, you are bypassing the routine. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you, and you shall bring forth the holy thing, which shall be called the Son of the Highest. God will cause routine to be bypassed in order for the blessing to happen. Number three is the power to introduce new possibilities. The word of God brings about new possibilities. The word of God says, you don't only get wine by going to buy wine. You can get wine from water. The power to introduce new possibilities. Many of us are familiar with what people do to get at resources, for example. But the word of God can show you something that is a possibility that you are not aware of. One of the men who is one of those who gave us his aircraft for crusades a couple of times. That man started business when the Lord showed him how he can take what? Pepper from Nigeria. Pepper from Nigeria. Process it and sell it in the UK. Pepper. Atarugu from Nigeria. He did it the first time, it failed. Second time, it failed. Third time, it failed. Fourth time, it failed. Fifth time, it failed. Sixth time, it failed. Seventh time, it failed. Eighth time, it failed. Ninth time, it failed. Tenth time, it failed. 11th time, it failed. 12th, 13th. I think it was the 15th time.
And this is all money,
and he was shipping them. Sold his car, sold everything. At the 15th time, bam! Heavens opened. Because God showed him that this is a possibility. You don't need to do oil and gas in Nigeria before you can become a billionaire. He has not done oil and gas till today. And is comfortably in billions. After the last time, he has changed 9 aircrafts. Not cars. Am I communicating? 9. Went for a crusade one day, we used one of the aircraft. And he said, is that too small? Let the aircraft go twice. You drop some people and go back and pick other people. Or release the second one. Free of charge. New possibilities. There are people who think that if you are in Nigeria until you do a particular kind of business. It's in agriculture today, in banking today, in aviation today. New possibilities. I announce to someone here today, your God and my God shall show you new possibilities. Can I hear a louder amen? If you are ready for new possibilities, shout the loudest amen. Number 4, it is the power to initiate creation. Wine was literally created from water. It is the power to initiate creation. The word of God carries the power to initiate creation. Five. I'm sure that is the next number. Is the power to achieve multiplication. The word of God, like we have always said, can add what you lack and multiply what you have. Is the power to achieve multiplication. The chemical formula for water is H2O, like we have always said. Sugar-based, fructose-based, sweet wine has a base of C6H12O6. Inside that C6H12O6, you have multiplied water molecule by 6 and added 6 times carbon. What did our master do? He multiplied water molecule by 6 and added the carbon molecule 6 times, plus coloring, plus additives, plus everything to concoct wine. That is, God multiplied what they presented and added what they didn't have. Am I communicating at all? He multiplied what they presented, added what they didn't have. That is the power of the word. The word of God can make your $1 million. Somebody say amen. Because when I mention $1 million, somebody may say, it's not me you are talking to. Since I'm not. It can make the $1 million to achieve what people use $50 million to achieve. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The house was worth, let's say, $5 million. And you had $1 million. And God made you to buy it for $1 million. When others are buying it for $5 million, He actually multiplied what you have. That is the power of the blessing. Listen, you don't need to build a house to have one. That is the power of the blessing. You don't need to buy a car to have one. And not that you stole it. It came by the blessing. I've seen people who attended no interview and got the job. It is called the power of the word. And I see that power of the word being fulfilled in the life of somebody here right now. You are that one, shout the loudest, amen. It's the power to achieve multiplication. Number 6 is the power to unveil potential. No one knew that water had the potential of becoming wine until Jesus brought that potential out. Nobody knew that water had the potential of becoming wine. When God lays His hands on your life, when His word comes upon your life, potentials you never knew existed will just explode. When I stepped into ministry, I didn't have a song. When I stepped into ministry, I didn't play no instrument. When I stepped into ministry, when I grew up as a young man, I had no knowledge that all the things that I see out of my life today were there. But they were there. When the word came, I couldn't even stand before a crowd. In my high school, I shook. I was crowd shy. I was a bit timid. But when the word came and the power came, even in discussions and sitting to talk. Someone said to me the other day, said, the first day they met me at the office, they were wondering whether I have a twin brother that is very gentle, while I am very aggressive, because that was what they know on the altar. But if you catch me in my elements, in my house, in my, you will see the softest kind of person you ever met. One child met me sometime and said, are you Pastor Paul? And then I said, yes. He says, not true. I said, I am. He says, not true. He says, he doesn't talk like that. He talks more than, he talk is different from the way you are talking now. I said, do you expect me to be shouting now as you are talking? The power of God unveils your potential. There are many of us here, you don't even know yourself yet. Until God will unveil you by His word. Until God will unveil you by His anointing. Until God will unveil you by His grace. If there is somebody here that God is about to unveil, shout the loudest, amen. Shout a louder believer, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God is about to unveil your potentials. He is about to unveil the potentials of your assignment, of the work of your hands. Believe it. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. It's the power to unveil potentials. Number 7 is the power to generate speed. If you talk about a manufacturing process, it does not take an instant for the solvent and the solute mixture and the enzymatic mixtures to produce the wine. It doesn't take just like that. It's a process. It just takes a process. But all of a sudden, it says, fill the water pots with wine, with water. And when they were filled to the brim, he said, draw it out now. There was no prayer involved. There was nothing. Have you filled it? Now draw it. If you have filled it, then it has changed to wine. Draw it now out. I'll leave that for another day's preaching. He didn't say, draw it, bring it, let me taste it. Let me be sure the miracle has happened. He said, take it straight to the governor. I am sure of my handwork. I know my onions. Hey! Take it to the governor now. Let him taste it. He will confirm that it was no longer water. At the speed of glory. Somebody shout glory. At the speed of glory. At the speed of light. Water changed into wine. Something is about to happen for somebody. At the speed of glory just now. At the speed of glory. At the speed of glory. At the speed of light. I preached some time ago. And I said to our church people, they shall look for you. One man was in church. He had come to church on motorcycle. Had nowhere to sleep. He was in a hotel. Everything grounded. I said, they will send for you and declare the 24-hour miracle. That man opened the newspaper on Monday. He was in church on Sunday about 9 a.m. or something, and saw that his name was on a presidential board that they were inaugurating that day. He wasn't aware. He had to climb on the nearest motorcycle and drove like Jehu to the Hilton, where he ran almost late. And they told him if the president had come before him, there was no way he could have gone in. Because that would be a breach of protocol and that would be the end. So he stepped in and they were inaugurated as a board. This was a declaration made yesterday, Sunday. This is Monday. When he came out to find his way, I don't know how they did it at that time, to look for the motorcycle to go back. They said, no, this is your car. Driver is waiting. Police orderly is waiting, saluting him, opening the door for him to step into the car. Yesterday he was jobless and homeless and placeless. But at the speed of light, at the speed of the glory, something changed. Hey! I announce to somebody here today, at the speed of light, at the speed of glory, something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. Look at your neighbor, say, God is doing something in your life. At the speed of the glory. At the speed of the glory. At the speed of light. At the speed of the glory. Tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. That is how God blesses you. And people will be wondering, what are you doing? What are you using? Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Give Him a shout of victory. The power to generate speed. Number 8, the power to initiate a new beginning. Please, once God wants to bless you, He ushers you into a new beginning. I don't want you to ever forget this for life. Whenever it is the end with man, it is the beginning for God. Whatever is the end with man, where man ends is where God begins. The widow of Zarephath said, I have one last meal to eat and die. And Elijah said, give space and let God begin. They have crucified him. They have nailed him. He has said it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. And God says, Satan, have you finished? Give me space. Let me begin. The end of the crucifixion was the beginning of the work of God. That was resurrection. That was ascension and glorification. Am I speaking to somebody here? When Peter washed his net and he was tired and he was at the end of himself, Jesus said, now launch the net. Where you stop is where I start. Is God speaking to anyone here? The wine finished, and God said, that's finished. Give me space. Let me begin something. When we are down to nothing, then God is up to something. Hey! Hey, 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 hey! I don't know who God sent me here to speak to, but I see a new season, a new beginning, a new chapter, a new beginning, a new season, a new chapter, a new grace. Hey! Many will be shocked. And that is how God does it. When people have concluded that it is over for you, over with you. I mean, nothing in their mind can calculate the possibility of another beginning. Then God says, this is where I start. Is God speaking to anybody here? I announce to you, even Nigeria, our nation, what is the end for man is the beginning with God. I decree a new beginning for our nation, a new beginning for your family, a new beginning. Lata sata kadagalayara. Can you help me shake the hands of three people around you? Tell them God is about to start something new in your life. God is about to start something new in your life. God is about to start something new. God is about to start something new. He's about to start something new. He's about to start something new. Oh yes, 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 yes. Clap your hands, all ye people. Give him the praise as you take your seat. Are we up to number 9? Number 9, right? It is the power to terminate reproach. God blesses you by arresting reproachful situations, shameful situations. Wine has finished. Groom is under pressure. Bride is frustrated. Parents of the groom and bride don't know where to hide their face. Did we invite more people than the provision? What an embarrassment. Why should we invite people and we can't cater for them? What do we do? How do we go forward? Everybody is murmuring and grumbling. Is that the reproach of poverty? And Jesus stepped in and he said, I am here to clean out shame. Help out there. That is why the Bible says, this beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. Help her right here. And manifested his glory. The glory is the enemy of shame. The glory is the antagonist of reproach. Whatever is around you now that makes you feel ashamed, whatever makes you feel less than others, that makes you feel like others are better than you, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I am standing around someone, lady, having a challenge of losing bladder control. You wake up in the morning and found that you have messed up the bed. And this happens in cycles and frustrates situations in your life. Don't be shy. It's an oppression of the devil, and that oppression needs to be arrested. If you are the one, stand where I am here. I do not intend to embarrass you. You see that you pass water on the bed in the night before it is daybreak. I don't want the camera to show anybody's face. Help her. Fire! Jesus' name. That reproach is over. 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 Power to terminate reproach. And finally, this excites me. It is the power to activate. I would have used the regular word, but I want to use the word that I want and that I have coined. The power to activate finishless supply. Do you know the meaning of that? The first wine finished. The second wine was finishless, unfinishable. God can bring you to a point where you are through with scarcity for life. That is, there is nothing you need that you don't have. The only thing you may be looking for is what you want. I have this type, but I want this type. It becomes a matter of I want this. Am I speaking to somebody here? That wine could not finish. He said, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have enough room to accommodate. That is, it is beyond your capacity to handle. The power of finishless supply. You know what we do in my house? If we say, rice has finished, we need to buy rice. We say, no. Rice does not finish. In this house, nothing finishes. Rice may need to be replaced, but not that it finished. Water may need to be replaced. Toiletries may need replacement, but they are not, they can't. No one uses the word finish where I am. Our account officer, I said, are you all right? Do you want to finish it with your mouth? He said, because as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it for you. Things don't finish where we are. Things may require to be replaced. They may require to be replenished, but they don't ever get finished. And as we say it, so it is. Yesterday, she was showing me supply of certain particular thing, item around her life. What do I do with all of these things? Not that you went to look to buy. It came, the weight of gold came to Solomon. I want to announce to you today, in this season, at this time in our nation, when men say they are cast down, you shall be saved. There is a lifting up. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. When men say they are cast down, you shall be saying there is a lifting up. Look at someone by your side. Tell them there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. One day, let me tell you this funny story. One day we went to Akwa Ibom State for a crusade. On our way back, three different people had positioned three different aeroplanes for us to move back free of charge around 11 in the night. Listen, one of the people said, since you followed this one to come, please help us follow our own to go. That is, sitting in our own will be our blessing. Even the pilots were pleading. Not that you begged. Consider it a privilege. Not of him that will let or run it, but of God who shows mercy. There is somebody here, that mercy shall be extended to you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. That mercy shall be extended to you. That mercy shall be extended to you. Shout the loudest, believers. Amen. What are the keys? Please take your seat. To the power of the word to bless. The keys. Number one. Maintain the presence of the master. Maintain the presence of the master. Just ensure that in your journey of life, the master is present. Give Jesus accommodation in your life. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus was called and his disciples. He wasn't called to perform a miracle. He wasn't called to heal a sick. He wasn't called. He was just called. Just be present. They never anticipated that wine was going to finish. Master, just be here. You know, if Jesus was there before the problem arose, he would not watch the problem consume you. Many times we try to call him because problem arrived. So it becomes complicated. We try to involve him and invite him. When the problem came. But the sweetest way to function is to ensure he was there. His presence was feelable and palpable before any problem arose. When that happens, you don't need to beg him, whether you are in Lusaka, Zambia. That Cafe Church in Zambia, that is the first, today is their first Sunday service. The church was planted just this weekend. Dunamis Cafe, Zambia. Congratulations for your new church planting. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and cause that church to grow and explode and increase in Jesus' precious name. Today is your first Sunday service. Hallelujah. Maintain the presence of the master. Number two, maintain the posture of a servant. And the servants were there. God releases his blessing through the hands of servants. If you have the posture of a boss, you excuse the master from your life. If you have the posture of a boss, the posture of a master, you are excused from the possibilities of God. Maintain the posture of a servant. Behave like you are a person because you are a person. Maintain the posture of a servant. Number three, be on the lookout for the master's instruction. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do. Be on the lookout for the instructions of the master. Lord, what would you have me do? What are you saying to me concerning my business effort? What are you saying concerning my marital issue? Be on the lookout for the master's instructions. Number four. Release what you have to connect what you lack. Form the habit of releasing what you have in order to connect what you lack or what you need. Water they had, wine they needed. The water they had, they released. The wine they lacked or needed, they received. A major secret of the blessing in the kingdom, prayer, fasting notwithstanding, is given in the tithes, given in offerings. Someone say amen. I shared a story in the first service. I think this will be like 4 weeks ago. It's not 4 weeks yet, about 3 weeks ago. Around the 12th of August. 3 weeks ago. We had the Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting, where we impact people and encourage them on how to grow in their resources. At the end of that meeting, I challenged the people. I said, we'll be going for the United Kingdom Glory Conference. Can show us the clip on the screen. In Leeds, the mayor of Leeds was in attendance at this meeting. This was 18th of August. And I said to them, they are challenged to be a part of this program. Some who can contribute to the mayor of Leeds in the UK at the program. The 127th mayor. Be part of the program. Give to us any aspect of it. One man said he was going to pay for the flight to go. Flight is going with a team of people, and this is not commercial. He's going to pay. We had programs in Leeds, and from there we are going to Luton, from Luton to, I always forget the name of that place, Bedfordshire. And we're going to do all those kind of meetings like that, and then return back and fly back by 11 in the night, 10, 11, to catch Sunday service. Commercial flight may not be able to achieve that. The man said he's going to pay. And he was seeing me in the office for the first time with his someone else. And I said, we have so-and-so meeting tonight. And he said, they will attend. He attended. And when he heard that check, he said, you will pay for the flight. And when they told me, I said, please let him know the cost so that nobody makes a pledge in a hurry. Tell him the amount. The amount in dollars is plenty, and then multiply it in naira is plenty. And you know, at the time, even commercial flight went high, even till now. So he said yes, he understands, and he will still pay. Now, when he came and paid, he paid in excess of even the price. He paid in excess
Like 20 or 30, $20,000 or something or more, excess. So we traveled. When we returned back, he said 1 week later, himself traveled. Where he traveled to, in North America, they began to call him, be on your way. On the spot, openings around maybe, let's say, about 20 billion had opened. And he thought that was it. By the time he was through, whatever he gave has come back in form of job about 1,000 times. About 1,000 times. That is the kind of God I like to serve. He's not looking for who to use. He's looking for people to raise. He's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something to you. Is God speaking to somebody here? He's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something to you. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. He's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something across to you. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Release what you have when necessary. And of course, tithing is basic. Givings are basic. And finally, act on what he says. Whatever he says unto you, do. Act on what he says. That is the secret of seeing the blessing power of the word. Is that the first gallery? Act on what he says. Can you place for me those 10 points on the screen as you receive right now? In the name that is above every name. Today, the power that creates change is happening for somebody right now. The power that bypasses routine and process is being made available for someone right now. The power of new possibilities is somebody's portion right now. The power to initiate creation is someone's portion right now. I see multiplication happening for another person here. Potentials are being unveiled right here. Speed is being generated right here. A new beginning is your testimony. Your reproach is terminated. Unfinishable supply, finishless supply, shall begin to look for you. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. Within the next 10 minutes, God is changing somebody's story. Position and let us take 5 prayers in 5 minutes. And prayer number 1 says, Lord, I welcome your presence into my life. Please don't let anything move you until we are through in the next few minutes. Say, Father.
Father.
I invite you
into my life.
Take your place
in my life.
Let your presence
saturate
my life today
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the garment
of a servant.
The garment
of servanthood.
I receive it.
Now. Lift your voice, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, my ears are open,
my
understanding is open to every instruction you have for me.
My
ears are open. Speak to me, Lord, and your servant hears you. Open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to me, Lord. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the spirit
of sacrifice
and
the grace
of giving.
I receive it now.
I receive
the grace
to
act
on what you say
per time.
Lift
your voice and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. El Shaddai, thank you. Be glorified. Thank you because your blessing is real. Thank you for testimonies that are real. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Father, I ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Rewrite the story of somebody. Let it be clear that we have come to your presence. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. It's a blessing Sunday. We shall be taking the communion now, release the blessing on time. I will do this very fast so that it doesn't get too hot. The right shoulder that is hurting, it's painful, it's finding it difficult to lift. Lift it up now. Stand up and run to the front if you are able to lift it up. Just move it. Quickly. Do what you couldn't do. Paralysis with stroke that affected that right hand, move it right now. And confirm that you are healed and step forward quickly. Arthritis of the right knee is being healed right now. Check that pain on that right knee and confirm that your knee is healed. Move it back and forth. Confirm the knee is healed and step forward. Chest and heart condition. The left hand side of your chest, right there, that arrow of heart disease is retrieved and refired back to hell. And I declare you healed in Jesus' precious name. Someone had an injection in the dream on the right upper arm. Left upper arm. You woke up, it's like a pinprick there. Liver. And that demonic impartation is affecting your hand. It's like the way they give vaccination. That was the way it was in that dream. On the left upper arm. Outer part of the upper arm.
You had that in the dream. When was this?
Some few years back. Okay, but it's on this side. Lift up your hands.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Somebody say after me, say every stranger.
Stranger.
Say it louder. Every stranger,
in
my body.
Body.
Today is your end.
Every arrow. Of evil.
You are returning back
to hell.
Oh,
you arrow on your mark.
Get
set. Shout
go.
Whoa. Arrow of evil. Arrow of evil. Arrow of evil. Arrow of evil.
You are returning back to hell. In the name of Jesus. The person that has the one on the left hand, like an injection, yes, step forward here, is returned back to hell.
Can you still place your hand on yourself, everyone, everywhere you are, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every enemy deposit,
every enemy deposit
in my life,
in my body,
in my, body,
in my system,
in my system,
you are retrieved and returned back to hell.
In the name of Jesus,
every enemy deposit,
every enemy deposit,
you are returned back to hell.
You are returned back to hell.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Left breast and affliction affecting also into the axillary area, the armpit of that left side. Somebody by name like Jennifer, starts with a J. You have that affliction. Is she the one running? Is that her name? Call her forward here. Yes, right here. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jennifer, stand over here. Right there. Right here.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that affliction. As I pray for you, I'm going to check now and confirm. That demon from hell, return back there in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed.
The arrow is seat all the way from the right back shoulder. Go back to hell.
Fire
of the Holy Ghost. Who is that? Stand over here. Let us set your to Coco. You should check herself and check the lump.
Fire. Dry up that up. The name of Jesus. Go! Go!
Check yourself, it is over. Check yourself, it is gone. All those I just pray for now should check themselves.
Somebody say every mountain,
every mountain
in my life,
in my life,
every enemy mountain,
every enemy mountain
position,
position
around my life,
around my life,
today is your end.
Is your end.
Oh, you mountain,
oh, you mountain,
you are moving now,
are moving now.
In the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus.
On your mark,
yes sir,
shall go,
go,
go, go, go. Fire, yeah, 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 yeah. That's raw fire right here, raw fire right here. Raw fire right here. Raw fire right here. Go back to hell. Go back to hell. Go back to hell. Be healed. Be whole. Be well.
The pain for 2 years is gone. Jennifer. It's gone. She can't trace it. She can't just
she can't
find
trace
anything.
It. That's right.
Yes. This, they told her it was cancer. Right now, the pain is gone. She's trying to touch it and check whether the pain also
they told her it's cancer at this age.
In the name of Jesus. That cancer dies. Back to hell.
She's touching it. It's not there. Lift your right hand, people. I prophesy to you today. Every spirit of death looking for you, I declare that death is canceled.
She was the first person you prayed for.
Yes, the Jennifer that ran out.
Someone sucked her breast in the dream.
Somebody sucked the breast in the dream.
A lump with a sharp pain, the way you just said that. After you prayed, she had been looking for the lump gone, the pain also gone.
Somebody say, back to sender. Somebody sucked the breast in the dream. It resulted in a lump and a pain. And night has returned back. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. Every enemy arrow,
every enemy
looking
arrow
for my life,
for my life.
Backfire.
Backfire.
Nah.
Back to sender, back to sender.
Tell me.
Sir, this is Jennifer. For 10 years now, she got married and she's been having water coming, fluid coming out of the left breast.
Yes.
With severe pain. Now the pain is gone. The water is also
congratulations.
Dry. Trusting God to have
go
children.
And bring forth your children.
Amen.
That is hyperprolactinemia. Fire! Hormonal imbalance. Gone! In the name of Jesus, the cycle is broken!
Every time you have the opportunity of being prayed for, be extremely open so that no demonic resistance frustrates what you are about to receive. Stand up on your feet. I'd like you to picture what you can call a mountain in your life and command it to go now. Stand up on your feet, everybody here. Lift your hands. There is a cycle of death in a particular family. The name of the person I'm about to pray for, whose birthday is today, starts with T. Recurrent deaths. Of the one whose birthday is today. A cycle of death within the last 5 years, like two or three people. Yes, find out from that young man there. Lift up your hand.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
sir. Yes, sir. This lady said someone injected her on the right breast a year ago, and since then there was this lump and terrible pain. You had not even prayed for her. By that declaration, that lump had dissolved.
Injected in the dream. Again, are you ready to move the mountains? Say after me, say every mountain.
Every mountain.
Stand in my way.
Stand in my way.
I like you to call the name mountain of diabetes, mountain of stagnation. Remember where you are. Mountain of hypertension, inability to get married, mountain of barrenness. Say, call their names. Call their names. Ministry failure and frustration. Call their names and say after me, oh you mountain.
Oh, you mountain.
You are moving now.
Moving now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go!
Lift your hands high. Any other locations where that case is true, let us know. A teen name like a Tony, whose birthday is today, who is family people. Yes. Come, sir. Shut up. The danger of death. Power! The Holy Ghost, fulfill your days. People, lift your hands and say after me, say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Today.
I receive
my freedom.
My deliverance.
From every agenda of hell.
I receive
my freedom.
Now!
Pray in the Spirit. Precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. They'll give me like at the most three because of time. Take your seat.
Okay, the three of them. So, there are all similar cases. The first word you mentioned, someone who could not lift the hand.
I saw them running out.
Yes, sir. The three of them.
For how long?
He is for 5 months now.
Prior to my doctorate, I had a stone.
Somebody stoned him in the dream. Yeah. Lift it now.
Had a heart attack and eventually it developed to
a cardiac situation developed to this.
Exactly.
Now you're free. What of you?
For 2 years.
Couldn't live that. What of you?
For 1 week.
Couldn't live that with a heart also. Lift up your hands. Leave. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fulfill your days.
So the person with the name T,
yes.
And then today is her birthday. Tonret is her name.
Yes.
And then you talked about the circle of death. 1 month ago, her father died. And then she returned from the burial. She's not been able to sleep. She kept seeing dead people in her dream. Dead people in her dream, inviting her and trying to take her away.
Stand up on your feet. I prophesy to someone here now. God is giving you a birthday gift by delivering you and your family from that cycle of death. And I decree, I announce to someone here, every negative pattern in your family, negative pattern in your father's house, is over today.
Hey.
Simon is a military personnel, was shot in the dream 2 weeks ago. At that hand, sir, when he woke up in the morning, he discovered the shoulder had locked, couldn't lift it. But as soon as you made that declaration, you discover that
congratulations. It is over. Jesus' name.
You talked to us about somebody who was injected in the dream. She's the one, sir. 70 years ago.
17.
In 2006, was injected. Sir, for that 70 years, she had been under terrible pain till this morning.
Wow.
Until a few minutes ago when you declared, wow. She discovered the pain has took off to her. And she's
pain took off. Father, thank you. You are free. Power, yes.
Bro, Gabriel here. I've been afflicted in the dream for over 4 years. That affliction resulted in his shoulders pulled. Shoulders pulled and couldn't lift up his hand for the past 4 years. You see, as you minister, power check into the two shoulders and he can lift up his hands now. 4 years.
Just give me one more. Be free. In Jesus' name.
Stroked. Left hand side for 9 months.
Paralyzed.
He said this affliction happened from his office. Yes. Since December.
Couldn't lift the hand.
Paralyzed. Yes. Couldn't put on shoes for 1 hour. Say, shall put on the shoe for more than 1 hour. As you declare, he could lift up the right hand and the leg. Now, the shoe has been on for more than 1 hour.
Give the Lord a praise. Father, we give you the praise. Can we give the Lord a song of celebration? We have several testimonies, but we have to take the communion now and receive the blessing. Celebrations, you are free.
stepped out various types of healings, minus those that were in the congregation.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Someone sent this testimony. He said the mantle delivered him this and other passengers from crashing this morning. By the word, if it will crash, you will not enter. And if you have entered, it cannot crash. And you cannot die like a chicken. He was traveling this morning from Newcastle to Holland. The final destination will be Madrid in Spain. And he sent his boarding pass, according to him, for us to see. They were on the takeoff lane. And the pilot discovered something strange. Few seconds to take off. Flight was already on the departure. Long story made short. God delivered everyone from crashing. They were all evacuated from the flight. Everyone has been rebooked according to their destinations. And God has saved them from crashing. He sent us the picture of the aircraft. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. What a faithful, faithful God. Very, very quickly. This month is our month of the word. Light has come and the glory is risen by the power of the word. You have the assignment that is fourfold. One, ensure nothing less than 5 chapters of scripture that is studied per day through the month of September. Two, take between nothing less than 30 minutes to 1 hour of preached word for listening daily. Three, fast with praying for the minimum of twice a week, the whole of this month. And four, soak yourself in the climate of worship this month. We are going to do what we haven't done before. And God will do for us what we haven't seen before. You are seated here this morning before we take the communion and release the blessing for the month. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. Need of forgiveness for your sins. Everywhere you are, place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone who prays that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave it. Excellent. Will you quickly stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles and bags, and rush to the front here. While they do so, communion stewards will take their position and also distribute the communion all the way to the galleries. Quickly. I'll give you the count of 20 to come out and surrender your life. One. Two. For you alone.
For you alone. Every breath that I breathe.
Hallelujah. I'm waiting for more people. You have a lifestyle that needs to be broken. Addiction. Alcoholism, prostitution, masturbation, pornography, any life that you know is not good. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've given your life to Christ before,
but you slid back into the world and want to renew your relationship with God, I'd like you to step forward here. I'll give you the count of 10 again and rush to the front. One.
Giving your love.
Precious name. Place your right hand on your chest again and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.